Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, remind us, God, of the power of your name. Hallelujah. The greatness of your name. Where darkness flees. Fear can't exist. Sickness has to leave. At the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It has to bow to your name. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Lord, we confess tonight that you're Lord right here, God. We stand here together as one body confessing you are Lord. You are Lord. Hallelujah. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. And we surrender unto you, God. To no other name but the name of Jesus, the name above all names. We surrender to you, God. And we give you glory. Come on. Come on, can you say, we give you glory, God? Come on, we give you glory, God. Woo, hallelujah. Come on, bless the name of Jesus. Come on, give him a shout on the praise. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Children, my line up to go to their classes. Bless somebody. Come on, tell someone, give glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank give you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Praise team. Hallelujah. Tell someone God is here. He is here. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to jump right into the Word of God. Come on, man. Tell someone, no holding back. Amen. Look at this kid. He's got all his notes and books and ready to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 104 says this. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Listen, I want you to hear this. I want us to get this and catch this and feel this. I've been feeling this since our prayer on Friday night. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and everything. Say everything. 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 The Bible says that every knee shall bow. I want you to hear this and understand something, that sometimes things are against us, that sometimes within us our selfish, our pride, arrogance, anger, all those things don't want to bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They don't want to glorify God. David declared that praise because his flesh was dictating which way. He says, bless the Lord. He was declaring to himself, bless the Lord. You're going to bless the Lord. With everything. Hallelujah. Everything. The Bible says that we were created for His glory. We were created for His glory. We were formed for Him. I was created. If you have breath, somebody shout unto God. You were created for glory. Come on, amen. I want you to hear this tonight. Oh, hallelujah. God's been stirring my heart about glory. And sometimes we get mystified by it because we look at it and we think to ourselves that it's some type of mist that comes in. Come on, amen. That's the first thought you get in your head. I want you. But I want you to hear this tonight. I want to bring it to us right here, right now. That glory, come on, it's more than just a mist. I want you to hear this and understand something. Glory is greater. He says that I've created you for my glory. Hallelujah. I want you to know, listen, if we begin to declare to people and show people that you were created to glorify God, we begin to get a sense of who I am. We begin to get a sense of understanding that I have purpose, I have direction, and if God be for me, who could be against me? Because I was created to glorify God. And everything sometimes within us, from the moment you're saved, there's a battle for us. Come on. There's a battle for us to glorify God. There's a battle within us sometimes to lift up His name, to bless His name. But you are called to create glory. I want you to get this and understand something. Glory doesn't come, it's created. And it's created from you blessing God. I want you to get this. I want you to hear this and understand that. Because the glory of God, we can begin to see and understand the practical meaning. Sometimes we make it so far out there instead of really understanding the practical understanding of this. And we can look and see Jesus was magnified. He was glorifying the Father in the earth. It's Wednesday night we talked about that John says, "Behold the glory." He said he beheld the glory of God. And it was the Word of God. It was God manifested in the flesh. Do you know what the heart of God is? For Him to be glorified in every place, every position, every area of your life. From the top to the bottom. From every area, from every step that you take, come on, from every land that you possess, to glorify His name. And He says, "I will go with you. All things work together for good for those who are love God, are called according to His purpose." And His purpose is for Him to be glorified out of your life. Take a deep breath. I get excited talking about God. Come on, I just get excited. Listen, I want you to understand something. There's something about this. God, literal night last night, I bursted out. Woke up, and God says, "I validate you in my word." And I stopped and I said, "I'm not going to go to sleep without it." And I got my phone out and said, gave myself a note to remind myself. But God said, "You're validated by my word." And I want you to understand something. His word validates me. I want you to know that everything within us causes us, tries us to cause us not temptations that are in the world, so that we don't glorify God, that we hold it back, that we don't let every ounce and every part of our being glorify God. We glorify Him right here. But God wants you to flow like a river, burst out of you in every moment, every situation. Come on, in the deep places, in the places that we haven't let God go. We need to let God be God. Let God arise. Where's He arising from? From you. And your what? Your enemies scatter. Not because of you, but because you glorify God. Because you're giving God glory. Come on. Come on. I want you to know when all hell's breaking loose, nothing within you wants to glorify God. Come on. It doesn't want to glorify God. It wants to back down, run, be fearful, be afraid. But I want you to know, listen, God wants you to glorify Him in those seasons, in those moments, whenever it's bad, whenever it's good. It doesn't matter. To glorify His name in every situation. And out of the midst of that, God gets the glory. See, Jesus manifested that. And let me finish what I was saying about this, about God. Just so much to say about glory. I'm not going to get through this. God help me, Jesus. Listen. He said, "I validate you through my word." And the Bible says, study. To show yourself approved. And I want you to know that someone told me that a long time ago. It says, I want you to know that by studying, you'll be approved. But it never sat right within me. Because I thought to myself, wow, if I do this, then God will approve of me. But I want you to know there's nothing that I can do to approve me of God. He loves me. But here's what it's declaring. Study to show, to see, show yourself you're approved. God says, I want you to read my word, and I want it to verify and validate you that you're approved, hallelujah, for a high calling. Come on. You're validated in the word. Come on. Study to see that I approve of you.
I approve of you. Come on. And my name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Shine bright. Hallelujah. Glorify my name. But I want you to know there's always that place within us that sometimes says, well, I'm not good enough. I'm a failure. I can't do that. I'm not like him. I can't do this. I'm telling you, you're called to glorify God. I don't care. Let everything that has breath praise God. Let everything praise God. Let everything within you glorify his name. Don't hold back from God. I want to stand before him and be empty. Be emptied out. Hallelujah. I want to stand before him and say, I poured out everything, God. Jesus says, I have glorified the Father. Hallelujah. He was going to the cross and he says, I have glorified the Father. And now he can be glorified in me at the cross. I'm not even in my notes yet. Somebody say, help him in Jesus' name. I'm messed up. God, hallelujah. Listen. Am I okay? Okay, let me say that. I'm going to go here. I wasn't going to go here. I'm going to go here. Let's see if I can get this thing working. Technology. It's a curse and a blessing at the same time. Listen, I want you to hear this. Jesus was the manifestation of God on the earth. Look unto Jesus. The author and finisher of my faith. I need to look to him and see, listen, this is how I give glory to God in every situation. Jesus was not overcome by whatever was in the room. He overcame it. And he glorified the Father. He didn't run. He didn't hesitate. He glorified the Father. And we could see that everywhere that he went, he created glory. The word glory means this. In the Hebrew and in Greek, glory, to recognize a person or a thing for what it is. To glorify a person or a thing for what it is. Listen, to glorify him for who that he is. I want you to hear this. And Jesus glorified God. And every time he went, there was sickness, there was a disease, there was leprosy. It couldn't stay. Tell someone it can't stay. It can't stay. He walked in everywhere that he went and he changed it. He brought glory. He brought represented who God was and he declared it to those around. He's not about sickness. He's not about disease. Come on. He's not about sin. Come on. He has come to overcome those things. And when he walked in the road, he would not let anything else, come on, be glorified except for the Father. He wouldn't settle. I want you to know that sometimes we let everything else be glorified except for God. Come on, sometimes we let things, come on, get above us. Come on, we let things take hold of us. And we let those things be glorified. That others see that in us. They see us being overcome. They see us being blasted as that. Instead of letting God be glorified in every situation, Jesus glorified the Father. He says, I do nothing else but glorify his name and who he is. I represent what he is, who he is. I give glory to God with my life. Glory. Representing and declaring who he is and what he does. And Jesus walked into the room. Everything, when he went into the room, it had to flee, it had to run. Because he was there to glorify the Father. And listen, and every time he left this with everybody. Listen, every time, I just started to got a kick out of this. You ready for this? Every time Jesus did, he glorified the Father. This is what happened. He says, and they glorified God. And he laid hands on her, and immediately she made straight and glorified God. But when the multitude saw the marvel, they glorified God. He says, and they saw and they healed and turned back in their loud voice, and they glorified God. Listen, I want you to know, let all the earth, come on, be filled with his glory. Come on, listen, he was representing heaven. We talk about let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to know, I want people where they get around us, come on, that they glorify God. Come on, amen, that they run to God. I got to get what God, I got to have that, hallelujah. Every time they had to touch Jesus. Why? Because he glorified the Father. It poured out of him, hallelujah, everywhere he went. He glorified And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And he says, and when they came, they glorified God, saying, great prophet has risen among us, that God has visited his people. God visited us. The glory of God, the manifest presence of God was here. And he says, and they were amazed and they glorified God. And they were filled with fear, a reverent fear, that nothing's greater than this God they're talking about, than what he's representing. And it says, and we have seen strange things this day. And you can look it up yourself, but it's amazing. All those ones that every time somebody experienced the glory, they glorified God. I want people, when they come around us, they glorify God out of what we represent. I want you to understand that there's so many things out there in the world that there's I don't want to get into it right here. I'm going to save that for a second. Amen. Let's look here. In Philippians 4:19, y'all know it. Hallelujah. Say, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I can stay here a while, but I'm not going to. I'm going to lay this out to you. Take it. Please take it. Because sometimes we get mystified by something that is out there in glory, like it's in a storehouse on the third dimension or something. I want you to understand something. I need God to supply my need today. And he says that my glory is in according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God our Father be glory forever and ever. It is in my glory. The supply is in the glory. I'm laying some groundwork down here. And I want you to catch this. Come on, amen. Because some things can't just be taught. They got to be... Thank you. Say it again. Some things can't be taught. They got to be... Caught. Say, caught. Ready? Some things can't be taught. They got to be... So catch this. I want you to know there's sometimes... See, because your spirit will catch it. And I don't care how many times I could say it to you over and over again, but when you catch it in your spirit, you'll glorify God. Hallelujah. Because there were some people that didn't catch it. There was the Sadducees and Pharisees that were sitting amongst there where the glory of God was represented there. And they didn't catch it. They didn't grab hold of it. They didn't understand it. They didn't take hold of it. Because there was a lot of things in them that wouldn't bow. Psalms 50:23 says this, whoso offereth praise, glorify me. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. And to him that ordereth his conversations aright will I show the salvation of God. 2 Corinthians 5:13. I'm just giving you some scriptures here. Sometimes it takes time. Can I do it in here? Let me see. First Chronicles. Yeah, they're kind of close, right? Second Chronicles, sorry. I was wrong again. See, I got fat fingers. Fat fingers. And I can't always get it. Listen, here it is. Listen, I want you to see this. Those that offer praise glorifies God. Those that glorify God, you glorify God in your praise and your worship with your conversation. You glorify God. Jesus glorified the Father in his conversations. He glorified God. That I want you to know that's the hardest thing, that sometimes we get in a flow to glorify God because sometimes our conversations get off course. Sometimes our conversations get upset. Sometimes we let our anger get a hold of us. Let everything within you praise God. That we begin to walk from glory to glory. from one reality of who He is to another reality of who He is. Glory to glory. It is who He is. Amen. Come on. What did I say? It is to recognize Him for who He is. And one, from glory to glory, to recognize God. I want to recognize God today. I want to recognize Him tomorrow. I want to take hold of what He has for me today. He says, and this says, and it says 2 Corinthians, or Chronicles, y'all know what I mean. It says, it came to pass that even to the past, he says, and came even to pass as the trumpeters and the singers were one. To make one sound. I want you to hear this and know that sometimes, listen, we have battle with our flesh and spirit. That old nature, Adam, and the new Adam, or the new creation in Christ. Come on. From glory to glory. Work out of us the salvation of God. Let it work out of our lives. We talked about it Wednesday, but I want you to see this. He says that we become one with God like the Father and the Son. That we're not tossed to and fro by wind and doctrine. He says, but he says, and where as one, he says, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments and music, what that's like, something, bagpipe or something, right? And they praised the Lord, saying, for He is good. Tell someone they're creating glory. I was created to create glory. And they began to say, God is good. Can it be that simple? I'm here to tell you. For His mercy endures forever. Not a little bit. Tell everybody forever. That then the house was filled with the cloud, the manifest presence of God. Even the house of the Lord. So the priest couldn't stand to minister by reason of the manifest presence, the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house. They were unable to move. I want to be in a place where that I'm moving, I'm standing still. I'm not moving, I'm standing still. Hallelujah. I'm not wish-washy. I'm not running back and forth, but I'm standing still, trusting in God. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord. Those that stand in it. Hallelujah. That we're not moved and we begin to recognize His goodness. We begin to create that glory. Hallelujah. We're not going to move to the left and to the right. Amen. But we're going to recognize Him for who He is. And out of my life, I will glorify God in the good and the bad, in everything. He says, Psalms 102, he says, though He shall appear, what? In His glory. God appears in glory. I'm laying this down. Are you good? Can you look up Psalms 96, 7 through 9? What happens when God appears in His glory? What happens? And while he looks at that, I'm going to look at another scripture. I'm just trying to give you some scriptures, right? Is that okay? Come on. I'm validated by His word. Hallelujah. You got it? Give unto the Lord, all you kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord the glory and His strength. Give to God glory. Give to God glory. Tell your neighbor, give God glory. Give unto the Lord glory. Do it His name. Bring an offering and come unto His courts with worship. The Lord is beauty of His holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Let all the earth fear God. Come on. That means our flesh, the earth. Come on. Not just out there, but let's make it real. Come on. Amen. Let this earth. Come on, let this earth praise God. Hallelujah. Let this earth praise God. Listen. He says, what happens? And I wrote these things down. What happens when glory is produced? God had a conversation with Job. And as God, he was standing and he was griping about some things. And this is what God told Job. He said in 38, he says, and the Lord answered Job, he says, out of the whirlwind, he said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? He says, gird now up their loins like a man. Wow, God tells you, pull your pants up. Okay. You're a big boy. He said, of thee, and answer thou me. Answer me this. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof from one end to the other? Who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof? He says, how did I place this? How did I put this in midair? Come on, amen. Come on, in the universe. How do these things, these planets exist? How do they stay and float? Just tell me, I want you to know. And he says, whereupon in them? He says, and when the morning stars, he says, this is how. Tell someone this is how. This is how. Out of this, all this was created. He says, and when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, that's when it happened. When the angels began to worship. Out of the midst of that, hallelujah, God manifested everything that is seen. Do you understand what happens when we glorify God? Something begins to take place. God moves in glory. He doesn't move outside of it. Jesus created glory, honored the Father, and God moved in the glory. That was created. Listen, am I okay? Isaiah 6, I want you to hear this. This is good. Isaiah 6? Yeah. I'm not boring you, am I? Isaiah 6. And it says, in the year of King Uzziah died. That's a whole other sermon. We might do that next time. He says, I saw the Lord. Say, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. Remember that song? I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. You know what a train is? Come on. You know what a train is? Come on. Remember Queen Diana or King Princess Diana? Remember her train? 40 feet long. It represents glory. Represents glory. He said his train filled the temple. It just didn't tag along. No. It filled the temple. Whew. Just think about that. Beauty of his holiness. And it says, and the throne room high and lifted up. He says, I begin to see. He says, I begin to look. He says, and it filled the temple, the glory of God. Above it stood these angels, and each one of them had six wings, and one was tame. Remember, he's trying to describe this, and this is bigger than he is. Come on, amen. And he says, and he covered his face, and he says, they couldn't even look. He says, and they covered their feet. And he says, and he did fly. And one cried, one to another. And this is what they said. They said, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Come on, amen. Holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Say the whole earth is filled with His glory. I want you to know that in His presence, the whole earth is filled with His glory. But we could see, come on, I want you to understand something. I want you to know that's the heart of God. God declares the end from the beginning. I want you to see that and know that that's what God sees. All the earth filled with His glory. Look to your neighbor, come on, and say, you're filled with His glory. You're filled with the glory of God. That all the earth, come on, I want you to know so far there. I want to tell you what I think sometimes the whole earth is filled with, but I'm not going to say it. You take it. He says, in the post, this is, listen. He says, and the post of the door, they moved at the voice of him who cried, of those who cried, holy, holy, holy. And the house was filled with smoke, with glory. He says, and then said I, whoa. Woe is me. I want you to see there that something happened when he recognized the glory of God, the greatness of who he was. Something within him began to move. Something happened within him. That's what began to take place. Something happened in Exodus. I'm going to give you these couple of scriptures. Come on, I mean, say 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Come on, right?
Somebody give me 5 minutes. Raise your hand, please. 5, 10, 15, 20. Genesis 33. Exodus 33. I'm in Genesis. Hang on. Let me just give this to you. There's a lot more, but I'm going to try to give you these. And this is where I want you to picture this, and I want you to know this is the heart of God for Him to not be separated from you. For there's no wall of separation. That there's nothing keeping you. Do you know what keeps me from separation is not glorify God, recognizing for who He is. That He's my Savior. Come on. Come on. I mean, I want you to see that. I want you to know that that's what keeps me. That's where the wall of separation. There's no more separation. But what keeps me from there is my life glorifying His name. Come on, from every place. Come on, that's what pulls me back. That's what pulls me back. Come on, that's why sometimes you're on fire, you're not on fire. No, no, no. It's because something isn't glorifying God. Something I'm mad about. Something I'm angry about. Some disunity. Some unforgiveness. Come on. And it separates me. Come on. Remember, God doesn't bless us in the shallow. He blesses us in the deep places. If we're in a place of unforgiveness, I want you to know the blessing doesn't flow from that place. But it flows out of a place where we give God glory. Listen, and he says, I know there's a lot, I'm saying a lot, but now, therefore, I pray thee, this is verse 13, 33, 13, if I have found grace, this is what he's saying, he says, this is his heart, he says, if I have found grace, show me thy way, I want to know your way, I want to know your ways, God. I want to know everything about you. I want to know your ways, God. That's my heart. Come on. That I know your ways. Hallelujah. That I don't move in my way, but I move in your way, God. And he says, in thy sight, he said, I found grace. Consider that this people. And he said, my presence shall go with you. This is what God says. He says, I will give you rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence goes with me, carry us not. He said, if it doesn't go with me, I don't want to go. Tell your neighbor, I don't want to go. I don't want to go without the presence of God. I don't want to move without that. I can't live without God's presence. And he says, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not, he says, carry us not. He says, for when shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? This is our heart. He said, it is not in thine that thou goest with us. So shall we be separated, and I and thy people from the people that are upon the face of the earth. He says, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing. And he says, also thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, I beseech you, I will show you my glory. Get ready. He's about ready to show him his glory. Can you imagine the anticipation with Moses? He's standing there. Oh, my. God, you're going to show me your glory. And he says, show me your glory. And he said in him, he says, I will make, are you ready for this? He's going to show him his glory. He says, I will make my. Not just some smoke. I will show you. My goodness. I'm good. Tell your neighbor he's good. I want you to know that mighty warriors know he's good. Do you know what got Moses through the wilderness? God is good. The glory of God. The goodness of who he is. The mercy. The Bible says that they worshiped God in the glory. They declared his goodness and the glory showed up. They declared who he is. I want you to know that. I want you to hear this. Come on. I hear it all the time from people. I don't think God's good. I hear this all the time from people. God is hateful. God doesn't care. God doesn't love us. I want you to know that has occurred. That is the enemy. Come on. That's disrupting. Come on. Because you're created to declare God is good from everything within you. Come on. And if you're battling that, I want you to know, let God arise. Come on. Until your enemy scatters from you, that you know without a shadow of doubt that God's good. God's good. Hallelujah. I will not be shaken. I won't be moved. My God's good. Hallelujah.
He's good. And out of the midst of that, hallelujah, His glory appears. Because Jesus defied everybody when He showed the goodness of God. He blessed the unlikable, the diseased, the wretched, the unholy, the sinners, hallelujah. All those that were rejected by religion, He blessed them. He showed the goodness of God. Poured out of His very being. The glory of God poured out. Slow down. He says, I will make the goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. And He said, thou canst see my face. Listen to this. You can't see my face. He says, for there shall no man, say man, say Adam. Adam. See, that old man doesn't want to see the goodness of God. It can't see the goodness of God. It can't accept it. It can't take hold of it because it sees everything out there as empty and broken and dark. But listen, He wants you to see the goodness of who He is. And He says, thou shalt stand. He says, oh, shall no man see me and live? He says, but this is what I'm going to do for you. He says, and the Lord said, behold, there's a place by me. Psalms 9:1. Come on. What is it? He's my refuge. My habitation. There is a place where I could see the face of God. He says, and thou shalt stand upon the rock. Jesus is the rock. I will stand upon the rock, Christ Jesus. And He says, and it shall come to pass when my glory passes by that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face you shall not be seen. Listen, I want you to see this and know that in Jesus Christ, come on, say in Jesus. In Jesus, hallelujah. It's in Jesus that He's made a way for me to glorify God. Come on, that was His heart. He says that they be one as the Father and the Son, that they know you as great and good, that your mercy endures. Come on, that they're created for glory. I can produce glory because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory, of God's goodness. Come on, overwhelming the earth, that all the earth be filled with His glory. It's the hope of Christ in you. Last scripture. You know what? Praise team, come on up. We're going to sing that same song. That one we sang. Walk into His presence. I just want to... There's so many more scriptures. Are you okay? Maybe you got to get this tape. CD, I'm old. Tape. You need to get this 8-track. Listen. And he says, this is because Jesus. I can see the glory. Tell someone I can see God face to face. He said, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. Where's His glory seen? Upon us. Listen, I want you to take a hold of this. Listen, I want you to know that that comes from intimacy. It comes from that place where that you press in and declare the goodness of God. You bless His name. You declare, God, Lord, I need your goodness, God. I need to see your goodness. When everything comes against me, we need to declare with a heart, God, you're good. You're good. That every day we face something, we face battles that declare that God's not good, that He's not there for you. but it's what we see. If we're looking for the goodness of God, you'll find it. While the disciples were in a room, all of a sudden there was a lady that came in, Mary. And she had an alabaster box. And everybody was in that room. Everybody was in that place. Everybody was positioned in their place wherever they were. But it was Mary that came into that place to give God glory. To bless Him for His goodness. To release from herself, hallelujah, a blessing. And to declare His goodness because she's seen it. She's watched His brother Lazarus rise from the grave. But she was the only one that stepped in the room. And she broke the alabaster box and she poured it upon Him. And she blessed His name. And I want you to see this. I want you to see this. Out of that brokenness, I want you to see this. That listen, God will get glory out of temptations, out of things that we go through in life. If we glorify God in the midst of our devastation, come on, in the midst of things that we go through, as we glorify God, glory is produced, hallelujah, in the midst of it to glorify His name. Because it's not about me. Come on. It is the place where that I forgive people. Come on. For doing wrong to me. But out of the midst. Come on. I break the alabaster box. Come on. And I fill the place with glory. And in the midst, everybody that was there had to glorify God. Because they smelled it. It filled up the room with the fragrance of her offering. And I looked at her. I've created you to glorify. She was created and she understood the purpose was in glorifying God. Out of all of her brokenness, out of all of her pain, she could have been hurt, she could have been broken, the things she's went through. There's things that we've went through. But I want you to know, as we offer to God and glorify His name in the midst of it. Hallelujah. When others look at you foolishly, when they don't understand, when they don't see it, they don't know and they don't know why. But what is produced is glory. What changes things is glory. Come on. What changes things where miracles happen is in glory. It's when things take place, when they can say they glorify God. Would you stand your feet? Come on, as they come. I want everybody to come and take offering or take communion. It's presented. We're part of the body. Come on, we're part of the body. His body. And I want you to see this. And I want you, and I pray that Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. That we remind ourselves of the goodness of God. That by His sacrifice, He glorified the Father. And out of it, it produced glory at which you stand here tonight because you received the goodness of God at one time, at one moment, when you received Him in your heart. You received the goodness of God. But I want you to know that Jesus did it so that we can walk in it, stay in it, not run from it. God is the source of my pleasure. Sin is the source of my pain. I want you to know the world tells you that the world, come on, that sin is the source of your pleasure. And God is the source of your pain. I want you to know that, listen, everything within me says my God's good. He's good. He's good. And His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's who He is. Let's celebrate His name. Let's come before Him and thank Him for His goodness, for His mercy, and bless His holy name. Come on. When He walks in us, hallelujah.
We love you.
Guys, I want to... This sister here, they came Wednesday night. And they're from Florida. And she loves buildings like this. You don't see too many in Florida. And she showed up just to stop and see, right? To see the steeple. She showed up and she came. And God blessed her. And she woke up this morning and this is what God spoke to her heart.
It was just glory. It was like glory, glory, and I could almost see the glory. Yeah, it was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. And, pardon? And that God would explain it to me. So, and I kept saying to my husband, I've just got to come back. And he didn't feel well, so he didn't come with me. But I didn't care what other plans were going on, except to come back. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're part of our family. I want everybody to stretch their hands out. We're going to pray a blessing. I'm going to pray a blessing. We're going to pray a blessing upon them that we're part of the body. It doesn't matter about how far away we are from each other, but we're part of that. And we're going to be praying for you. And that God's going to do a new thing. God's going to do a new thing. That He's not done with you. I want you to remind you, He's not done with you. He's not done with you. That God wants to reveal that glory of who He is. And the abundance of who He is in your life, that it be released like an alabaster box, that it'll pour out, that those that come in contact, hallelujah, will be blessed because they've experienced the manifestation. It's not you, but it's the manifestation of the goodness of God in the midst, hallelujah. No matter where you go, whether it's the doctor's office, hallelujah, where somebody is broken and hurting, I want you to know that in that midst of that, I want you to know that God goes with you, hallelujah, to release it, to let forth the goodness of God, that you take hold of somebody's hand, that you bless them as you lift them up, as you encourage them, as you go forth. I want you to know you go forth in His name, hallelujah, that you go forth in the name, hallelujah, of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hang on, buddy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your goodness. I pray to God, Lord, that every step that I take, that I recognize it, hallelujah, that I find it, that I wait at the door, hallelujah, that I don't move from the door until I see the goodness of God, hallelujah. That I'll run from it, but I run to it, hallelujah. And I stand with all that's in me, and I will declare that I am in Jesus' name. Come on, bless somebody, encourage somebody, give them a hug. Bless them in Jesus' name.